What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news.
I liked it. All right.
For a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding in the communities everywhere.
Speaking of inspiration, that's a nice t-shirt, Tim.
Is it inspiring?
Man.
I pumped the heck out of my chest just now.
I barely touched you.
I'm joking. But as you can tell, JP pointed out our beautiful new t-shirts that we posted a picture to on the Instagram. We kind of look like this. Jeez. The cool thing about these shirts, they're $20, and all proceeds will go to a charity of your choice. We actually have three charities you can choose from. One of them is the Positive Tomorrows.
Help for Helping Homeless Children in Oklahoma.
Indeed, what are the other two?
American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the FAINN, which is Sexual Assault Organization, which is our topic today.
Indeed.
They're $20, black and gray. They're going fast.
They are going pretty fast. We actually already had two that we've sold. Actually, we've had more than two that we sold. We've had two the first day, so that's actually pretty cool. We've had the shirts for not too long, and we're selling them pretty quick. Besides, you know, obviously the family and friends that are going to be rocking them and, you know, supporting them as well. But we had two random people buying them, so that's awesome. So if you're listening and you want one, hit us up on our email, our Facebook, whatever you want to reach us at, any of our social media platforms.
What are those social media platforms, Tim?
Boom, you can find us on Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast.
Where else?
On Twitter at TPT_podcast.
What about the Instagram?
You can find us at the Positive Truth on Instagram because we got one picture up, maybe more, who knows. You can also find us on iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Nice, for sure. I'm getting all my smiling out of the way since we're talking about sexual assault and this is kind of depressing.
Indeed. This is week two of us doing depressing topics, but...
But why are we doing them, Tim?
Because we're showing awareness, man. We got to bring awareness. That's what we do. The first thing we do at the Positive Truth.
So... 2 or 3 weeks ago, we did an episode from the youth. One of the questions is, no one talks about sexual assault. Well, we're talking about it. We're going to raise awareness. Just like that really nice t-shirt said. Yeah, I didn't poke you.
Appreciate you, JP. Stop the violence.
What is sexual assault?
Well, sexual assault is an act of power and domination of a criminal nature.
It has a wide range of victimizations. It can be rape, attempted rape, fondling, groping, any sort of sexual contact between a victim and an offender. Why are we talking about this again? Because of the questions, because we're trying to raise awareness.
Exactly. People feel like they're not educated enough on sexual assault. They're not sure if they're getting sexually assaulted or not, and that's everywhere.
Well, let's check out these facts. Sources are going to be down below. Tim. Do you want me to start off with these facts, or do you want to start off with these facts?
Either way we start off, JP, this is going to be bad.
I got you.
Appreciate it, because I need a hug or something.
If I miss anything, just let me know.
Let's get it.
A consenting hug, by the way.
Thank you, appreciate that.
Yes, getting laughs. So each year, 80,000 inmates, 60,000 children, 320,000 adults, and 18,000 people in the military are sexually assaulted in the United States. So that's basically one every 98 seconds. Every 8 minutes, that victim is a child, and only 6 out of 1,000 perpetrators of sexual assault end up in prison. 6 out of 1,000.
Wow. Time out. I'm sorry. What's the percentage on that, JP? 6 out of 1,000?
That would be like 0.06.
That's, man.
We gotta get through this.
I'm sorry. That made me stop for a second. Let's continue, though.
Only 344 out of every 1,000 sexual assaults are reported to the police. That means 2/3 go unreported. So that 6 out of 1,000 could actually be like 6 out of 5,000. We actually don't know. Yeah.
This is another subject people don't talk about, right?
Yeah. Members of the military, 43% of those 18,000 people in the military, 43% of those victims are female, 10% are male, and those that have reported, so half of their sexual assaults aren't reported either. Ages 12 to 34 have the highest risks of rape and sexual assault. 60% of all sexual violence against inmates is by actually the prison staff against the inmates. That's pretty depressing too, right?
Man, it is depressing. It's believable though. I watch a lot of Law & Order SVU, and it's, you know, fake stories, but they're also based off of some stuff that really is happening out there. And it definitely opened up my mind a little bit to all kind of crazy stuff that's going out there with COs and inmates, for sure.
I've never seen an episode of Law & Order, and now I'm glad I haven't.
I believe you. I believe you haven't watched that.
1 in 9 girls and 1 in 53 boys under the age of 18 experience some sort of sexual abuse or assault by adults. 82% of all victims under 18 are female. Oof. Of 80 of sexual abuse cases reported by law enforcement, 93% of the juvenile victims actually knew the person, and 80% of those perpetrators were parents.
Wow. I mean, that's true. A lot of the times, whenever you are getting sexually assaulted, as you can tell in the statistics, it's by somebody in your immediate circle. We're talking about the closest 5 people you are to, it's usually one of them.
Oh, I got that. So 80% is adults, 6% is in some form of other relative, 5% is basically a sibling or a neighbor, and 4% were unmarried, like, partner. So only 5% of sexual assaults against children are by
stranger.
Yeah.
That's it. That tells you something right there. You gotta watch out who you have around your children.
Yeah, let's just keep going.
I told you, man, it's a lot, man. There's so much going on. Some of the facts that I have, which, I mean, you're spitting out a lot as well right now. I have some for women in college, like, what did I have here? 42% of college women who are raped tell no one about the assault. It is estimated that only 5% of assaults are reported on college campuses, being the most unreported crime. Like you said earlier, not very many people are talking about it, right? There's so much that people aren't talking about. So it could be so much more. Instead of, you know, 6 out of 1,000, it could be really 6 out of 5,000. In college, it gets even worse, man. Nobody's talking about it. They're going to these parties, they're thinking they're having sex, but in all reality, they got sexually assaulted, so they're staying quiet. And then they're walking around like nothing.
I think it's a lot more layers than that, man.
Oh, for sure. That's just one small
thing. Slut shaming is real.
Oh, for 100%. I mean, the good thing about it, though, I'm noticing, just like with MTV alone, they're having a lot more shows that are bringing awareness to sexual assault.
Oh, I don't have cable. Tell me about these
exactly.
shows.
I believe one is called Sweet Vicious. It's about these two girls. They kind of dress up like ninjas and go around getting all these guys that girls complain that rape them. And obviously, you know, you don't know, but obviously in the show, the people that they're talking to, their friends or a counselor, are kind of like defending the star athletes and stuff like that. Well, hey, are you sure? Did you drink? Did you say no? You know, stuff like that, instead of actually trying to listen to them, which listening is another topic we should definitely talk about, which we're going to, right?
Of course.
We're going to talk about listening pretty soon.
It'll also be less depressing than this.
Oh, for sure, for sure. So basically on the TV show, I mean, these girls dress up as ninjas, they go find these guys, they beat them up, make them pay for what they did. But the whole point of the show is to bring awareness of how much sexual assault is not being talked about. And I think it's a pretty awesome show, and it's something that, you know, obviously we're doing, we're talking about it, we're trying to get other people to talk about it, but we gotta bring more awareness out there. And
speaking of more awareness, I have more depressing facts.
Oh, 100%, 100%, I know you do. I got a little bit more as well, and I definitely don't want to add more, but we have to, for sure, because we have to talk about it. But like, for the college facts, we have to be more aware of what's going on out there. It's these facts that we have here, we have sources to these facts.
Oh, they're down below.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like, these are legit facts, these are real, and these aren't even facts that we can say, hey, this is 100% right, because at the end of the day, people aren't talking about it. So for you college students out there, if something happens to you, please talk about it, bring it up to somebody.
It's not just the women.
Oh, for sure.
One in 33 men have been a victim of attempted or completed rape in their lifetime.
1 in 33 men?
And 1 out of 6 American women. So the chances of you knowing someone this has happened to is basically 100%. Unless you know maybe like 2 people. If you're 4, you might not know someone. Everyone else, you definitely know someone. Has either had this attempted to happen to them.
Or successfully happen.
Yeah. Let's talk about the effects of sexual assault, Tim.
I'll go ahead and start that off, JP.
So the effects of child sexual abuse can be long lasting. They're 4 times more likely to develop symptoms of drug abuse. 4 times more likely to experience PTSD as adults, and 3 times more likely to experience major depressive episodes as adults. The likelihood that a person suffers suicidal or depressing thoughts after sexual violence for adults, 94% of women who are raped experience PTSD during the first two weeks after their rape. 30% of women have it nine months and after the rape, so basically the rest of their life. 33% of women raped contemplate suicide, which we just talked about last episode.
Yeah, I actually have rape survivors are 13 times more likely to commit suicide, which we got to quit saying the word commit, which we talked about last week, which I'm going to do better at.
Nice. Indubitably.
You said it again.
Approximately 70% of rape or sexual assault victims experience moderate to severe stress, larger percentage than any other crime in the world. Yeah. But Tim, let's bring some positivity. I have positive news about sexual assault.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm really excited to hear this because we talked about it a little bit before, you know, we started recording, and I want to hear these positive news stories.
Okay.
That's a positive part to it.
The rate of sexual assault and rape has fallen 63% since 1993.
Really?
Yeah. From a rate of 4.3 assaults per 1,000 people to 1.6.
That's being reported?
Yeah.
That is positive, for sure. For sure. That's definitely a positive side to things.
That's a 56% decline in physical abuse as well, and a 62% decline in sexual abuse.
I like it. I like the positivity.
So how can we change this topic, Tim?
Man, there's plenty of ways we can change this topic. Like, let's just stop talking about it, which we're not going to. But check this out. So the only person responsible for committing sexual assault is the perpetrator. But all of us have the ability to look out for each other and for our safety. So whether it's giving someone a safe ride home from a party or directly confronting a person who is engaging in threatening behavior, anyone can help prevent sexual violence. So whether you're taking a friend home who's had way too much to drink, which we've all been there, where, hey, I'm the DD, especially you, JP, and I think about it. You've been the DD plenty of times.
All you gotta do is feed me. I'll DD anybody.
Exactly. Or, like we talked about in previous episodes, if somebody brings up talking about rape or a rape joke, cutting them off and saying it's not funny is something that we need to do. We have to stop this bad behavior. We have to stop allowing other people to have this bad behavior around us, because jokes get taken seriously sometimes, and people that are joking are actually
serious. Who makes rape jokes, though? Man, who are these people? I've never heard a rape joke before.
Man, we went to two different high schools for sure, because rape jokes were like a normal thing for, like, at U.S. Grant when I was in high school. Man, they were a normal thing, and we all laughed about it. Nobody took it serious. Nobody took it serious.
Are you serious?
Dude, nobody's telling us not to. Like, we really don't know. We don't know how serious it is unless it actually happens to you. And
Tim, were you one of these people?
I definitely laughed.
Wow. I just laughed at that.
Exactly. That's what you get what I'm saying? Like,
wow.
It's so normal for us to joke about it that we don't realize how serious it is unless, you know, it's happened to somebody you know immediately, like, that's in your immediate circle, or it's happened to you.
And they might even be talking about it, which we already went through.
Exactly. Or they're just laughing along with you to hide it. It's...
I'm just saying, as an adult now, if I heard somebody make a rape joke, I'm like, what is your problem?
I mean, now, for sure, I definitely nick it in the butt as soon as I see it, but... You know, obviously, nicking in the butt right away is something that we definitely could do. But I also came across this thing called CARE. I think we've talked about it before on the podcast. But CARE is create a distraction, ask directly, refer to an authority, and enlist others.
So this is for, like, if you see someone that's being sexually assaulted or might looks like it's during a bad situation?
Exactly, exactly.
So what is the C for?
The C is for create a distraction. Cut off the conversation with... diversion, like, let's get pizza, I'm starving, etc. Hey, I'm bored, let's go hoop, whatever the case may be. You know your friend, you know the situation. Handle it the best way you can. Try to, whatever it looks like is going on, hey, I gotta go to the restroom, come with me type of situation. I mean, we've seen situations like this before. Hey, she looks a little too drunk. Yeah, that doesn't look like something's good.
Have you ever been to the club before?
Yes, actually, I just had my 10-year reunion not too long ago, like 2 weeks ago.
That was fun. Was it fun?
It was a good time. It was definitely a good time, but at the exact same time...
So were you at the club there?
Oh, I was.
Okay. So have you ever noticed, like, girls together at the club and a guy comes up and they're doing the little odd dancing thing where they're trying to dance behind them and the girl, like, save me. They're mouthing it.
And then they all slide over and do the little circle around them.
Or they have the guy and they're like, they swoop him up and save him. That's what we're talking about right here.
Exactly, exactly. You're being the best wingman ever if you save your friend or even a stranger. If it looks like a bad situation for somebody, just coming in like, hey, are you doing okay? Just trying to create a distraction there, because obviously somebody that is doing something, trying to take advantage of a situation, they're going to feel awkward when somebody comes in and asks if you're doing okay. Because immediately you're going to realize, oh crap, I'm doing something wrong, and other people notice it. It's going to make them think twice. So I definitely like create a distraction.
Well, what's the next one? What's A?
Ask directly.
Oh, so just ask the person, like, do you feel like you're in a bad situation?
Exactly. You know how awkward that would be? If I'm hitting on this girl and you may think that I'm like sexually assaulting her or about to, or in that it doesn't look right, and you ask me straight or ask her straight up, I'm gonna be like face turned red, I'm walking away.
Yeah, that's what you would do. There would also be some people that take offense to that and would try to fight someone over that.
Jay, people from the South Side, man, we don't walk away from fighting. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. We definitely know how to talk our way out of a situation like that. We're not violent people at all. So when somebody does take offense to that, do your best to try to avoid the situation of.
Is that not what R is? R should be like, refer to authority, right?
Exactly what it is.
Yeah, so if you feel like this person's gonna get violent, like, security, police, do something.
Bartender, anybody, any kind
of
stuff.
Or grab some friends, like, hey, that doesn't look good. Bring you and your homies, go through there.
Exactly.
With
E. Enlist others.
Oh, well, there you go.
Enlist others, exactly. It can be intimidating to approach a situation alone. Enlist others, like you said, bring your friends. It definitely is scary to try to talk to somebody, especially if you feel like, hey, they're doing something wrong. I'm a small guy. If I'm going at some dude that's 6'3", 215 pounds.
That's a skinny 6'3 person.
Man, 215? Let's not talk about weight. Either way, for sure. You definitely want to bring some friends to make that situation a little more comfortable for yourself and for the person that it may be affecting. So for sure.
I like how we went completely different directions on how to change this for the better.
That's what we're supposed to do, though.
So I was like, we need to stop victim blaming the people that are getting sexually assaulted. It just makes no sense to me. Like, because what victim blaming does is it makes sexual assault less likely to be reported. So you're calling her a slut, like, oh, look what you were wearing. Like, no, that does not make it okay. Like, because I'm wearing a positive truth t-shirt doesn't mean like, oh, you should go rob him. Like, where else do we make that assumption?
Just with a woman in clothing.
Like, yes, it's awful, right?
No, you're absolutely right.
I'll give you another example. You like Taco Tuesdays, right, Tim?
Love Taco Tuesdays.
So let's say you went to the restroom and left your keys at a table. Does that give someone permission to take your keys and drive your car away?
Absolutely not.
And if someone did that and they were like, well, you were asking for it because you left your keys there, so I just took your car because, like, no, that is not okay.
Absolutely right.
If you leave your door open, like, you leave your door unlocked, that doesn't give you the right to walk in someone's house and take it. Like, no, it's not okay. I'll give you an even better example I just thought of. We went to the same middle school, right?
Indeed.
Sixth grade, I had in this art class. I don't remember anything about this art class except, like, the first week. Because I'm sitting in this art class and, you know, we weren't behaving the best. And our teacher had to leave, but we were taking a test. Like, it's like stupid questions. We're in sixth grade. Like, what is art? What are different kinds of art? So she leaves and a girl walked up and she went to the teacher's desk and saw the answers and wrote them down.
Southside problems.
And so I'm feeling some type of way about it because I know it's sixth grade, like, I shouldn't snitch. Snitches get stitches. But at the same time, if I'm not coming out on top, I don't like it. I still have that problem sometimes.
The competitive nature of JP right now. So you snitch?
So the teacher comes back in and I'm like, got my hand up. She's like, JP, what do you want? I'm like, she looked at the answers. Yo. This broad was so mad at me. Like, she was like, so for the next, like, 3 years, I actually don't know this chick's name. She called me Little Pendejo for the rest of the time I was in middle school. That's how I learned my first Spanish cuss word. But, like, I remember, like them being like, what are you doing? That's messed up. But at the same time, like, she shouldn't have done that.
No, you're absolutely right. And you definitely.
And it's the same with sexual assault. It's like,
similar.
Oh, she was asking for it. Well, she was drunk, so we like, we were hanging out all night, so I just assumed we were going to have sex.
I bought you drinks, I took you out to eat, we went to the club.
No!
What did you think was gonna happen? No, I've heard that too many times. Like, what did she think? Like, dude, I'm about to do all this and not
like,
get
it? That is, like, we always talk about white privilege in society. That is patriarchal privilege at its finest. You assume, because you went out with a date with some chick, that you're gonna have sex because you bought her drinks? Congratulations. If I hold the door for someone, that doesn't mean you have to give me a dollar. Like, where else are we applying this logic to? It makes no sense. And oftentimes, like, victim-blaming attitudes, like, that comes because you don't want to think about how this happened. You don't want to think about, like, oh, that could happen to me. So you place the blame on others so you protect yourself mentally.
Indeed.
So, like, well, that would never happen to my daughter because she would never be drunk like that, so that's clearly her fault. Like, no, everyone makes dumb decisions.
And if you drunk alcohol, you can... There's no way you can control that. I mean, one minute you're good. You can drink so much one night and be like, hey, I can handle my alcohol, have three shots one night and blackout. I mean, you never know. So alcohol
is also people put things in your drinks.
Exactly, exactly. Especially whenever you're in that like college age. Oh, it gets crazy over there.
Yeah, we just talked about it from 12 to 34. Like, that's the most likely group to be sexually assaulted. From 16 to 19, women are four times more likely to be sexually assaulted than any other group.
Another depressing stat, but it's something that we all need to hear.
I mean, like, I feel like victim blaming is like, you're blaming that person to distance yourself from it, but that can happen to everyone. And what victim blaming does is it makes it harder for us to stop it in society. It makes it more acceptable. It makes no damn sense.
Stop blaming these victims. We gotta quit blaming these victims. JP said it, all right?
Yes. Yes, JP said it. Repeat that one more time.
JP said it. Stop blaming the victims.
Like, know that silence doesn't provide consent. Like, maybe they're silent because they think that you're going to physically assault them if you don't. If you're a military or a prison, we just talked about that. Like, if you're being sexually assaulted by your prison guard, you might not be saying anything because, oh, this person can make my life a lot worse. Or if you're in the military, like, they can demote me. They can get me in trouble. There's power structures there. Just because someone's being silent doesn't mean there's sexual consent. Ugh, I'm just saying, this is not a fun topic.
I agree, man. I agree. I'm definitely looking at you right now. This is the passion behind it is real.
I mean, and another thing we can do, we should stop objectifying women. Like, women aren't just tits and booty.
Yeah, they're definitely not. They're not objects, for sure.
Yeah, women are objects. Ding, 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 Tim. I mean, interrupt rape jokes, wait for the ambulance to go by.
We apologize here at the Positive Truth.
That's probably gonna be cut out. I mean, like, on top of this, women are mainly getting sexually assaulted. So look at it this way. There's no way we can stop this unless men help out.
No, there is no way we can stop this. Absolutely no possible way unless we have to talk about it. Men have to talk about it more, men to men. And the men have to tell these other men, hey, you're not doing something.
And hold them accountable whenever they see this stuff happen.
Exactly. You can't be scared of your, just because they're your guy friend, they're bigger than you, tougher than you, whatever that you think about them does not mean they're allowed to be above the law or be above what's morally right. Because at the end of the day, we know treating women like object is morally wrong.
On top of that, like, what are the aspect of life do you expect just one group to handle it? So like murder, oh, that's just for cops to handle. No one else should help them out there. Like, no, we should all help out on that. Robbery, sexual assault, like anything like this, everyone should be helping out. Race relations, it shouldn't just be minorities. Like, we need to unite. It should be everybody, white people involved as well. And that's what we gotta do here.
I agree, man. I agree.
While we're talking about sexual assault, if you have been sexually assaulted, we got a couple of hotlines. I even got one in Espanol.
Oh, in ESP, is that what you're going to say?
that's when you mistyped it out.
Ah.
That was a neat thing.
I hear you.
We got a couple of hotlines here. If you've been sexually assaulted and you want to talk to someone about it, do you have anything else, Tim?
I don't have anything else to add. I know you told me you had a really, really cool quote to add to this, but before we do, I want to let everybody know where they can find us at. Can we do that?
Go for it, Tim.
Cool. You guys can find us on Facebook at The Positive Truth Podcast, on Twitter at TPT_podcast, iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, and SoundCloud. We also have an Instagram with very few pictures on there.
But they're coming.
They are coming. Also, a cool thing that I just now thought of, you know, it would be cool if you guys have any pictures you guys want to send us that look pretty positive, that maybe that may inspire somebody else or anything like that, send them to us and we'll post it to our Instagram. I think that'd be pretty cool.
You ready for my quote?
I am ready for it.
Success is not measured by what you accomplish, but by the opposition you have encountered and the courage with which you have maintained the struggle against overwhelming odds.
I like it.
Stay positive. Next week, we're talking about how you can listen better, be a more effective listener. On Monday and Wednesday, we're bringing you uplifting and positive news, just like we always do.
Mm-hmm.
Until then, we're out.
Stay positive.